KKFT. Local, live, and happening now. With Greg Neft and Jerry Evans, your noon news.
We've got 69 degrees at Reno Tahoe International Airport under mostly clear skies. A very good afternoon to you. It's Tuesday. It's primary day. Happy election day. Yay, America, USA One. I'm Greg Neft. Our top local stories this hour. And today is primary day.
We're on track. I think a lot of voters will show up.
And coming up, what Washoe's election chief says to do if you've not voted yet. While making her an offer, Washoe School's interim chief may be offered the job on a permanent basis. Directly ahead, what to know about Tiffany McMaster. And huzzah, it's open, the Arlington Street Bridge, once again flowing with traffic after a few years.
I'm excited to welcome you to the new Arlington Avenue Bridges.
And on the way, what officials are saying, why this is more than just a car bridge. These stories and more on the news at noon right here on KKFT. A very good afternoon to you from the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. I'm Greg Neft, and now with more, let's head over to Jerry.
Thank you, Greg. Apparently, your studio's underwater today, or at least it sounds like it. It is Tuesday, June 9th. Yeah, primary day. Besides schools graduating students this week, special events in Carson, Reno, Virginia City, and the Carson Valley all coming up this weekend. No shortage of things to do and excellent weather, too. Conducting special covert ops in Iran and saving democracy, Scott Pelley is out today. Shooting for something slightly better than pathetic turnout. Primary day in Nevada, also in Maine, North Dakota, and one other state. Slips my mind right now. I've got a little bit of a personal history with a few of the candidates in Maine. Not the burglar-raping oyster farmer, though. Susan Collins just lived, I think it was about six, seven houses down from me on Linden Street in Maine. And my former attorney, Joe Baldacci, is running for Congress in Maine's 2nd District. Here at home, a foregone conclusion for governor on both sides, I think. CD2 is the one to watch. Attorney General, Secretary of State, and the Reno and Sparks mayoral races should pull in most of the attention tonight. Election result coverage starts at 7 p.m. right here on 99.1 and 92.3 FM News Talk in Lyon County with Craig Swope and this man, Greg Neft. Greg?
Indeed. It's going to be a late night. Jerry, I hope you ordered some pizza for us. Well, and if you are just checking in, it is our top local story. And FM News Talk Election Center, it is finally here. Primary day in Nevada, and the Registrar of Voters in Washoe County says right now all is running smoothly.
I think we're on track. I think a lot of voters will show up tomorrow, and we'll probably hit close to the 28% mark. Obviously, I don't have a crystal ball, so I don't want to project, but I do think that we'll probably hit those numbers.
Elections Chief Andrew McDonald.
We are pretty caught up in our mail ballot processing room. If you were to go back there and observe, there's not a lot going on because we've caught up over the weekend. It's unfortunate. It's a low voter turnout election. Primaries typically are, but we do our best to plan for this.
McDonald is expecting about a 28% turnout before all is said and done. And if you've not voted yet,
to ensure your vote gets counted, I really highly suggest that just drop it in the official secure drop box here in Washoe County. We have, again, 52 spread across the county. So it's easy. You'll get to the front of the line.
And if he says, if voting in person,
you can try out our new voting BMDs, our ballot marking devices. Again, a tangible ballot in your hands.
Polls close at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll have all the results as they come in right here on FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3. I hope you'll join us. Happening today, Washoe County Schools may have another permanent superintendent. The board expected to vote and formally offer Tiffany McMaster the job. She told the board last week why she wanted it.
This is where I've grown as an educator and leader. This is my passion, not just as an employee of Washoe County School District, but as a parent whose kids went through this system, and as a community member that knows that public education is at the heart of everything we do as a community.
The meeting happens at 2 o'clock this afternoon. It is open to you. Members say they'll also consider a new contract for Sierra Nevada Academy Charter School. Coming up a little bit later on, we'll take you to the opening of the Arlington Street Bridge. Hooray, it's finally open. For right now, though, let's head on over back to Jerry. Jerry?
Keystone CPA's new news poll, the final results. Do you put more stock in a Trump-endorsed candidate or Governor Lombardo, or neither, and tied for number one, neither, and Trump. Number three, Joe Lombardo. And new poll. What is the biggest economic priority facing our country today and Nevada? Reducing government spending and the national debt, lowering inflation and the cost of living, i.e. gas, making energy policy, oil exploration a priority, or easing regulations on small businesses. You can vote at 991fmtalk.com or 923fmtalk. Today, the UC Davis Tahoe Environmental Research Center and Tahoe Regional Planning Agency released findings from the 2025 Lake Tahoe Clarity Report. I guess it's about a year late. It showed annual average clarity, or how deep a 10-inch white disc can be lowered into Lake Tahoe before it becomes invisible from the surface, was statistically unchanged compared to the year prior, that'd be 2024. And this continues a trend since the late 1990s of relatively stable but not improving lake clarity. A lot of events going on in the area this weekend. Among them, Carson High graduates 521 seniors this Friday night. The return of the Scottish Highland Games, Saturday and Sunday in Virginia City. And among the many events, the Caber Tossed. That's the athletes lift a log vertically, run forward, flip it forward and over end. The stone putt, the hammer throw, the weight over bar, the sheaf toss. That's a crowd-pleasing favorite, they say, where athletes use a traditional pitchfork to drive a 20-pound burlap bag filled with straw over a raised bar. No dwarf tossing this year, I'm sorry to say, Greg. Traffic and weather together is coming up next with Phil. And here's our first look at traffic for the noon news.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Traffic.
Working on Pyramid Highway at Disc Drive. It's more on off to the disc side than it is on Pyramid. Watch yourself through that area. Also, eastbound Interstate 80 at the Lockwood off-ramp, there is a broken-down motorist in that area. Let me remind you that since 1986, Proen Automotive has been the shop friends recommend to their friends for all of your automotive needs. And don't forget, Proen Automotive is home of the no-appointment-needed gas or diesel smog check. It is 70 degrees in Sparks, 72 in Carson City, 74 in Wellington, 63 degrees in South Tahoe. Here's a look at your weather.
Clouds are gone, sunshine is here, and it's going to be here the rest of the week. Temperatures warming from the low 80s today to the low 90s by Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Since a car can't repair itself, you need safety without compromise, service without excuses, repaired on time and on budget. Trust A Master Mechanic for everything automotive. This afternoon at 3, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
A man had figured a way to steal $600 legally. He just needed his lawyer, Abraham Lincoln, to help him. It took no time at all for Honest Dave to respond, "Oh, you're legally right, I won't argue that. But you're morally wrong. Besides, you look like a right, healthy young man. Why don't you go out and earn yourself $600 honestly?" And honesty paid off. Lincoln's reputation grew because people knew he could be trusted. A penny for your thoughts. Presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
Paying your own way. Taking pride in a job well done. An honest day's work for honest pay. Providing for yourself and for your family. This is the true American spirit, and our liberties depend on it. Call us today for an Honest Dave deal on your new air conditioner. We'll work hard to keep you cool. Call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Our friends at Brothers Windows are nine brothers and sisters,
always committed to their customers' complete satisfaction.
And they've installed over 1 million windows, and 60% of their customers come from referrals. So many five-star reviews.
60% of their customers come from referrals. That's amazing. You see, the lifetime warranty on installed windows at Brothers Windows actually means something. Their warranties and guarantees actually mean something.
They have integrity pricing with no surprises. Get a free, no-pressure estimate. Never any sales pressure from Brothers Windows. Just great products and great installation.
And you can still take advantage of Brothers Windows' best financing plan ever. 24 months of 0% interest. That's 2 years of no interest on approved credit.
And you can get up to $1,000 off beautiful new windows and increase the value of your home. So don't wait. Go to brotherswindows.com for a zero-pressure estimate. Just great information from great folks. Go to brotherswindows.com. That's brotherswindows.com.
Nothing brings a community together like the glow of a warm fire. At VM West, we're proud to keep our Carson Valley neighbors cozy with the best split and season Jeffrey Pine around. Whether you're stocking up for the family cabin or just need a few logs and rounds for the weekend, we offer full cords at the lowest prices in the area. We're locals helping locals. Stop by for a quick pickup and say hi, or give us a ring for fast, friendly delivery. Keep the hearth burning bright. Call VM West at 775-224-7792 or visit vmwest.com/firewood.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
How healthy is Lake Tahoe? I'm John Potter for the Noon News. The yearly UC Davis Clarity Report was released today. The verdict is the water clarity is a little better. UC Davis has been doing their summary for almost 60 years now, since 1968. They still drop the 10-inch white disc in several areas of the lake and record how far it can be seen. The number from the 2025 test is 7 feet clearer than 2024, 69.2 feet. But that's far from the 97.4 feet measured in 1971, and there hasn't been significant improvement for several decades now, despite all the efforts to clear it up. They suspect sediment and debris getting into the lake from the streams or the air, or more microorganisms like plankton clouding up the water. I'm John Potter for the Noon News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
FM News Talk time, it is 12:18 if you are just checking in. The three big things that you need to know. Primary day is today, that's number one. Get out and vote.
I really highly suggest that just drop it in the official secure drop box here in Washoe.
Number two, the Arlington Street Bridge is open after 2 years of reconstruction.
Two beautiful new bridges.
And a bear attacks two dogs and gets the hatchet from the dog's owner. This happened in Mammoth Lakes. It is our top national story. The U.S.-Iran ceasefire is once again in danger of collapsing. This after an Army helicopter was allegedly shot down near the Strait of Hormuz. Fox's Max Gordon is there.
President Trump blames Iran for shooting down an American Apache helicopter that crashed off the coast of Oman and said that the U.S. would respond. Officials at the Pentagon tell Fox News that an Iranian drone shot down the helicopter as it patrolled regional waters. Still, it's unclear if the drone meant to shoot down the helicopter, and an investigation has been launched. President Trump said earlier that the killing of any U.S. service members would be a red line that would restart the war with Iran. In this case, the two crew members of the helicopter survived and are in stable condition, picked up by a Navy Sea drone about 2 hours after the crash. According to the Navy, a Saronic Corsair was used in the rescue, and this is the first time a downed aircrew has been picked up with a sea drone. In Dubai, Max Gordon, Fox News.
One Nevada senator reacting to President Trump's White House ballroom in a statement released today. Democrat Jackie Rosen used the words, quote, hell no, when voting for funding for the said ballroom on the east wing of the White House. Word is that she and her colleague Jackie Rosen and Catherine Cortez Masto were both no's on that plan. It is 12:20 here on FM News Talk on the KKFT News at Noon. Really glad you're with us. I'm Greg Neff of the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. Now with more, let's head back to Jerry.
I was just using the calculator on my phone because California, El Dorado County in particular, will put Nevada to shame here on voter turnout. El Dorado County Elections Department is reporting an estimated 1,293 ballots still need to be counted from last Tuesday's primary election. Of the 137,636 registered voters in the county, 74,851 have had their ballots tabulated. That's about a 53-54% turnout. Measure B and G have passed. Both needed two-thirds yes votes to pass those measures having to do with funding and library services and community facilities. And apparently, they, like their county supervisor, surveyor, and recorder clerk, all of those getting 98% or 99% of the vote, similar to those elections in Iraq when Saddam Hussein was getting 100% of the vote. Winners in Assembly 39 and 40 Republican primaries will likely be the winner in November. The last Democrat to win in Assembly 40 was Bonnie Parnell in 2010, and no Democrat has ever been elected in District 39. FM News Talk time, 12:22. Hope you're having a great day. Don't forget to give us a shout out or give us your opinion. You can do that by tapping on the menu bar with the app. Listen with the FM Talk app. It is free. And hit the menu bar and hit the little microphone. Let us know what you're thinking. And you can always text us at 775-884-9910. Now with another look at traffic and weather to follow, here is Phil.
Let's keep you moving. KKFT traffic on your new news.
Crews are still on the scene of an injury collision on Pyramid Highway at Disc Drive. It's more towards the Disc Drive side northbound. Also, as you make your way towards the Burnley area, you can look forward to a broken down motorist at the Lovelock off-ramp. Watch out, they're partially in the lane in that area. It is 68 degrees in Verda, 74 in Dayton, 75 in Smith Valley, 60 degrees in Klein Village. Here's a look at your weather forecast.
Sunshine today, tomorrow, and the rest of the week as temperatures warm from low 80s today to low 90s for the weekend. Overnight lows also going to ease a bit from the low to mid 50s to upper 50s to low 60s by Friday and Saturday. Real automotive expertise without excuses, that is the A-Master Mechanic difference. Come experience complete automotive peace of mind at A-Master Mechanic in Sparks. Tomorrow morning at 6, start your day with Armstrong and Getty on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Lyon County voters, did you know that convicted federal bank fraud felon Brent Lovett, who has a nearly $5 million lien against him, is on the Lyon County ballot this year? And did you also know that federal felon Lovett donated $5,000 to Lyon County Commission District 2 candidate Davey Sticks? And federal felon Lovett is also listed as the, quote, representative, end quote, of Lyon County Commission District 5 candidate Mark Jones. Why are Davey Sticks and Mark Jones associated with a convicted federal bank fraud felon? And what do Lovett, Sticks, and Jones have planned for Lyon County? Vote to protect Lyon County. Keep Lovett, Sticks, and Jones away from the Lyon County Commission. Instead, vote for faithful public servants. Vote to re-elect Scott Keller and elect Micah Triplett to the Lyon County Board of County Commissioners. Paid for by Liberty First USA.
Nevada's FM News Talk.
Frustrated with depression medications that don't work or can't tolerate their side effects? TMS is an FDA-cleared, non-drug treatment for depression that works when antidepressants don't. There's no anesthesia or downtime, and sessions take just 18 minutes. Get your life back. Call TMS and Neurofeedback of Reno Tahoe at 775-825-1005 or visit tmsreno.com. That's
825-1005. KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
So far, it's been a very tight Stanley Cup series with two of the first three games going into overtime. Vegas tries to go up 3-1 tonight. Tickets aren't as pricey as Madison Square Garden for the Knicks, but center ice will cost about $2,500 with cheap seats going around $700. Much cheaper ticket price at Greater Nevada Field when Salt Lake City comes to town tonight to play the Aces. You'll get change back from a 20 for most tickets. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
KKFT. This is your Noon News. Local, live, and happening now.
We've got 1226 here on the News at Noon. Greg Neff with you in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. And if you are just checking in, one of our top local stories. Hooray! It's open after years of aggravating detours. The Arlington Street Bridge project in downtown Reno is done. Authorities said yes, they felt commuters' pain.
Today we celebrate not only two beautiful new bridges, but what can be accomplished when we work together and when we build a stronger and more connected region.
And that's Washoe County Chair and gubernatorial candidate Alexis Hill at a news conference yesterday to celebrate the bridge reopening. One Reno City Council member, who's, by the way, also running for mayor, says you're now able to do something on the bridge you haven't done in years.
Be able to drive across it, but it also involves some pedestrian-friendly amenities, a little bit of a refresh on both sides of the park. So come out this weekend and enjoy Wingfield Park in all its glory, and let's see us invest more in our infrastructure here in Reno.
And it'll be a sunny weekend for you. Devin Reese, by the way, says the bridge is a vital part of downtown Reno's resurgence. Nevada, when it comes to letting kids thrive, ranks a little bit on the low side.
The Silver State continues to place near the bottom 10 among states on multiple measures. For example, Nevada lost ground since 2019 on housing costs and on the percentage of 3 and 4 year olds in preschool. Elisa Caffarata with the Children's Advocacy Alliance says federal cuts to SNAP and Medicaid are a big challenge.
It requires concerted effort by community leaders as well as investment by the state. And because of all the challenges and changes at the federal level, this is really an opportunity for the state of Nevada to step up.
The state did make progress on several fronts. The number of children living in poverty went down. I'm Suzanne Potter.
Two people badly hurt defending their dogs against a bear. This attack went down yesterday in Mammoth Lakes. A woman heard one of her dogs barking and saw the bear fighting with the dog. The second dog joined the fight, and the woman tried to fight the bear. Not smart. The bear attacked her, injuring her badly. A man came around. Apparently, the husband tried to ward off the animal. He was able to use a hatchet with it. The bear ran off, critically injured. Both were able to get to a hospital. They will be all right. They got lucky. The dogs will recover as well. Well, Prim, that place on the California-Nevada state line, remember Whiskey Pete's, that whole thing? Not dead. Not yet, anyway. A hotel casino complex owned by the Prim family near the Nevada-California state line is going to stay open now after reaching an agreement with Terrible's. You know, Terrible's, they announced that they'd reached a deal, and they say it sees tremendous opportunity to help restore energy, excitement, and momentum to those properties. The agreement saves the Prim complex from closing July 4th. Hopefully, they will reactivate the monorail and the roller coaster, as those were my favorite parts. Time right now for today's To Your Health.
An annual report shows the well-being of children in the U.S. is declining.
The Annie E. Casey Foundation's Kids Count report looks at family finances, education, health, and home and community conditions. The private philanthropy group ranks Mississippi last for children's well-being, just below New Mexico. New Hampshire ranks best overall, with Massachusetts next. The report says most states are worse off than they were 5 years ago. I'm Chris Caraggio.
FM News Talk time, 1229. FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada right after Fox News covers the nation and the world. It is 1229.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 1230.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Trump says it was Iran responsible for downing an American military helicopter near the Strait of Hormuz, and the United States must respond to this attack. The president making the comment in a social media post after a drone boat rescued the crew of this Apache attack helicopter that crashed near the strategic waterway. This is the first known drone rescue at sea by the U.S. military. The House Judiciary Committee holding a second hearing today about charges against the Southern Poverty Law Center, alleging the organization fraudulently used donations to pay hate group leaders for inside information. Chairman Representative Jim Jordan highlighting new accusations.
This SPLC employee who was supposed to be dismantling hate groups with the intelligence project was dating the field source that they were paying, and in fact, they had a joint bank account.
The SPLC's denied the allegations. America's listening to Fox News.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:31. We have 78 degrees right now. Temperatures on the rise here at Reno Tahoe International Airport as we continue right along here. And word is that a Trump-backed super PAC is planning to hold a seven-figure fundraising event right outside Washington, D.C.
The event is scheduled a day before President Trump is set to host Ultimate Fighting Championship fights on the White House grounds. But people familiar with the UFC matches and the fundraiser said they're independent of each other. Money raised at the $1 million per person fundraiser will benefit MAGA Inc., which has collected $342 million this election cycle. Saturday's fundraiser is at least the sixth such high-ticket event held by Trump-aligned groups for the midterm elections. I'm Wendy Swanson.
Well, it is primary day here in Nevada, but California has already had its primary day, and some of the candidates that are still in the running, they say, can we please speed up the voting count, please? Among them, gubernatorial candidate Steve Hilton.
Nothing works in California because you've got people who don't know how to make things work. It's the same system that can't count votes, that can't build a train after 10 years and billions of dollars.
And he says California's voter rolls desperately need to be audited.
There are 9 million wrong entries on the voter rolls in California. 9 million. That's about the same number of people who are voting in this election. Completely, including dogs. Totally unacceptable.
Hilton also calling for more staffing at voting centers.
We got to get more resources to these count centers so they can get on with it and get us the result that we deserve. We're the fourth biggest economy in the world, he keeps telling us. Well, let's act like it.
And right now it does appear that Hilton is now 2.7 percentage points ahead of his rival Democrat Tom Steyer, who is gaining ground as more votes are counted. Again, the way California's primary system works, that the two top vote getters in the primary, regardless of the party, advance to the general election. So that is something we're continuing to watch there. New federal data shows health insurance is getting more expensive for many Americans buying coverage on the open market in 2026.
According to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the average subsidized premium on healthcare.gov is projected to be about $50 a month, a modest increase from last year. But a new analysis from the Kaiser Family Foundation shows people who don't qualify for financial assistance will feel a sharper impact. Their average monthly premium expected to climb to around $178. KFF says the average marketplace deductible is now $3,786, the highest ever recorded. I'm Monica Nelson.
Other news that we continue to follow this hour for you here on this Election Day Tuesday. Well, sales of previously owned homes surged in May.
The National Association of Realtors says existing home sales were 3.2% higher than a year ago as mortgage rates pulled back slightly. The group's chief economist cited improving affordability for driving the larger than expected gain. While supply remains tight, the median price of a home sold last month hit a record $429,300. First-time buyers made up 35% of sales, with homes staying on the market an average of 29 days. I'm at Mattinson.
Something we're going to be talking about with a moment with Mike. This is interesting. A federal judge is blocking the Trump administration's visa payment policy.
The judge in the case ruled that the $100,000 fee was equivalent to a tax and therefore needs congressional approval. President Trump had imposed the fee through an executive order claiming the H-1B visa program had been abused for years and that there are plenty of qualified Americans to take the jobs. An estimated 730,000 H-1B visa holders work in the United States. The vast majority hail from India and work in the tech sector. The White House said says it will appeal the decision. Tony Waterman, Washington.
FM News Talk Time, 12:35.
I'm Wes Duncan, and I'm running for district attorney to make Washoe County safer. In this race, I'm grateful for the unanimous support of law enforcement in our region. I'll be tough on crime, enforce the law, and always back the blue. As an Iraq War veteran, I've seen firsthand the breakdown of the rule of law, and as Sparks City attorney, we fought homeless camps, retail theft, and human trafficking. We need change in the district attorney's office, and I'd be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the committee to elect Wes Duncan. Wes Duncan is a member of the Air Force Reserves. Use of his military rank, job title, or pictures in uniform do not imply endorsement by the Department of the Air Force or the Department of War.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer, Capital Control Systems.
Are you ready for summer? Have your air conditioner serviced today by Capital Control Systems for our special price of just $89. We'll check your AC to make sure you're ready for summer. And if you need a new AC unit, we'll give you a free estimate on a new Train system.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool. Control Systems.
Call 883-3277.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
FM Top Weather.
A nice Tuesday, plenty of sunshine, and we're going to have nothing but sunshine the rest of the week as temperatures warm from the low 80s today to the low 90s by Friday and the weekend. Overnight lows around 60 by the end of the week. Since a car can't repair itself, you need safety without compromise, service without excuses. Trust A-Master Mechanic for everything automotive. Today at 5, Mark DeVan, Kevin Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news, KKFT.
Total voter turnout going into today, razor close between the two parties. I'm John Potter for the new news. Of the statewide total of about 302,000 early votes, 22.6% Republican, 22.5% Democrats. And we are not on track to break any voter turnout records this primary election. Ballot return statewide and early voting was almost 15%. The last midterm primary was about 21%. For today, the Washoe County Registrar says the processing of mail-in ballots could continue through tomorrow as they come in the mail. All ballots will be counted as long as they're postmarked by today. If you don't want to vote in person, drop your ballot off at a voting location box or go to the post office and have it postmarked in front of you today. All polls close at 7 tonight. After that, results from early voters will be released with Election Day vote numbers later. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are reversing course from earlier gains as a market rotation out of chip stocks resumes as the AI trade unwinds amid growing concerns that persistent inflation could lead the Fed to raise interest rates this year. The declines come ahead of Wednesday's Consumer Price Index report, giving investors clues over how policymakers may react at its next meeting in June. The worst performers in the S&P 500 today include optical networking stocks Coherent and Lumentum. Oil prices are easing with West Texas Intermediate crude at around $87 a barrel. And shares of J.M. Smucker are surging 9% after delivering a better-than-expected earnings report. However, sales struggled for its Hostess brands, which Smucker acquired in 2023 through a $5 billion deal. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
12:38 right here on FM News Talk on KKFT. Glad to have you with us here. I'm Greg Neft as we continue right along on this primary day, Election Day, Tuesday. And it is time right now for today's Moment with Mike. Mike Bosma with Keystone CPAs joins us in studio as he always does around this time. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon, Greg.
Let's talk a little bit about something that I know has given you the fits as an employer, as a supervisor. The H-1B visa fee, a princely sum of $100,000. $30,000, I guess, per employee, a judge striking it down. You say good news.
I think it's good news. You know, generally, we in the accounting profession rely on a lot of those students, a lot of them from India, Malaysia, Indonesia, very smart, talented, math-centric, good accountants, great students. And this $100,000 fee basically made it so that at best you'd get 3 years working on a student visa, 3 years on a temporary visa, then they're heading back to their home country where you're going to pay the $100,000. It's made it not economically viable. I think I think it's bad for business not having talented people, rather have them here than somewhere else.
You might have heard the argument in the story that we heard just a few moments ago that that the White House's position is Americans actually should be doing those jobs. I mean, that's a point that they're trying to make. What do you say?
Well, all they have to do is apply. I've had plenty of job requisitions out there. They're not applying. Actually, I'd say probably more interesting part of that, Greg, is, there's a – let's say – the entitled few, the people are out there looking, I would say my cut is people don't really want to work that hard. They like their time off. I think having more competition is going to create better candidates. It makes better businesses. So, don't artificially limit what jobs are available to people. I understand where Trump is going with that, but I'd say most employers that I work with, they just want talent.
Well, let's talk a little bit about talent. I mean, you mentioned this before. Is there a dearth of talent amongst folks who are born in this country?
I would say generally no. I mean, I think they're pretty much all deployed. I mean, you talk to recruiters. There is not a long waiting list of people looking for talented jobs. Now, if you're looking for a job in a warehouse, you'll post that job. You'll have 3,000 resumes by next day on LinkedIn. But for these talented jobs where you need advanced degrees, critical thinking, very hard to get those jobs sourced.
Would you care to venture why that is? I mean, we have a good education system. Are Americans just not getting the degrees that they need to?
Well, I'd say overall, no. I mean, again, I tell you, it's kind of that, inherent work ethic. I've been born and raised in Nevada. Nevada, I think, has a work ethic. You pull yourself up by your bootstraps, go to work. But there's not necessarily an overarching bent towards advanced education. And the reality is this, Greg. High school education is very, very, even for the trades. I mean, you need specific technical training. There's more stuff, more computers, more robotics going into pretty much anything anymore. High school is not going to do. You're going to need some type of advanced education, sure, whether it's trade school or college, community college. And I would say generally Nevadans aren't overly bent for doing that. So you compare that to a Massachusetts or even a California, where if you don't get a master's degree, you're subpar. I think we just need to change our culture a little bit.
Okay, well, we'll certainly look at that. But again, this is not a done deal,
They're appealing it. They're appealing it.
The president says he's going to appeal. We'll have to see what happens with that. In the meantime, does that change your recruiting practices a little?
Yeah, actually, I think there's a window. In fact, when they first put this fee in place, a lot of people that had these visas were concerned that, they already had their job sourced and that was going to be an impingement on their ability to get a job. They changed that so there's like only new applications. So I think people are hoping that while this is on hold until the appeal is heard, that people will be able to get their H-1B applications in and hopefully get grandfathered in, even if it's upheld.
All right, we'll leave it at that. A moment with Mike, of course, Mike Bosma from Keystone CPAs. They want to help you with your money, and they've got the knowledge, expertise, and the talent to do it. 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900, Keystone CPAs. A moment with Mike, and Mike, we will talk again tomorrow, my friend.
I'm looking forward to it.
Can't wait. All right, it is 1244 here on the news at noon.
Some races will be decided tonight, and those candidates will not face an opponent in the general. We'll know the Washoe DA race winner tonight. Same in Douglas County Commission race. There's a Republican primary for DA between Chris Hicks and Wes Duncan. And in Douglas County, a GOP primary between Sharla Hales and Mimi Moss. And absent a Democrat candidate, today's winner is elected and, again, does not have to face an opponent in the general. Lyon County has an open seat in Commission District 5, Smith and Mason Valley. Incumbent Dave Hockaday not running, and four candidates looking to replace him. State constitutional offices are on the ballot. no expectation of anything other than Joe Lombardo or Aaron Ford to be the nominee of their party. GOP AG and Secretary of State primaries and the Democrat AG race have been feisty. I did want to check out the Knicks game last night, so I turned on my streaming service and saw a bit of local TV, which I haven't watched in, seems like years, but at least months, and there was a Democrat running in that race that is vowing to fight Trump all the way for a Nevada State AG. As a listener, I didn't do this, but I was tempted to change the poll to, will you be happy that the primary will be over today? I think I know the answer, so it would have been a rhetorical Keystone CPA news poll. So it is, what is the biggest economic priority facing Nevada and the country today? Is it reducing government spending and the national debt, lowering inflation and the cost of living, making energy policy, oil exploration a priority, or easing regulations on small businesses? I think we probably could get away with all of the above, but you can vote at 991fmtalk.com or go to 923fmnewstalk.com, or it's actually just 923fmtalk.com, and you can vote at both of those locations if you'd like to get two votes in on that. Let's get a vote in on whether or not traffic is going to be better this noon hour or just good. And the weather, we know already, is going to be good. We'll get both reports, traffic and weather, together. Here's Phil.
Your midday drive update. KKFT traffic.
They are putting the finishing touches on an injury collision on Pyramid Highway at Disc Drive in Sparks. It's on the northbound side. Traffic is getting through there much better than it was about 15 minutes ago. It is 72 degrees in Sparks, 74 in Minden, 74 in Yerington, 63 degrees at Zephyr Cove. And let me remind you that Carmine Street at Lompa Lane, that intersection is closed in Carson City while they do a whole bunch of road work until about 5 p.m. Let's get a look at your weather.
Clouds are gone, sunshine is here, and it's going to be here the rest of the week. Temperatures warming from the low 80s today to the low 90s by Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Since a car can't repair itself, you need safety without compromise, service without excuses, repaired on time and on budget. Trust A Master Mechanic for everything automotive. This afternoon at 3, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
That some achieve great success is proof to all that others may achieve it as well. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025, so there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Nevada relies too heavily on California fuel.
I'm George Forbush, and I'm running for Congress District 2. It's time Nevada takes control of our energy future. We already have a pipeline bringing fuel from Utah to southern Nevada. Let's expand it north and secure reliable, affordable fuel for our state.
The plan exists. The research is done. What's missing? Leadership.
I'll fight to get it built so Nevada families aren't at the mercy of California.
George Forbush for Congress. Energy independence. Lower costs. Nevada first. Paid for by George Forbush for Congress.
I'm George Forbush, and I approve this message.
Monica Jay here, and I'm asking for your vote in District 16 for the Nevada State Senate. I'm working to unseat a GOP incumbent, a career politician who does not have your best interest at heart. I'm a community advocate with a long broadcast career of holding the political elite accountable and a small business owner. It's time for you to choose what type of representative you want. Someone who will help small business achieve, keep boys out of girls' sports, advance school choice and trade school opportunities. Someone who will work to make Nevada energy independent and stop the Californication of our great state. Or do you want the person who voted for the Hollywood handout, a giveaway to wealthy insiders and politically connected developers, and the only so-called Republican endorsed by the most liberal union in the country that controls Vegas? For more on my campaign, you can find me at MonicaJay.com. Only you can help me bring back true conservative values to Northern Nevada. I'm Monica Jay, and I approve this message. Endorsed by the Washoe County Republican Assembly and Veterans in Politics International. Paid for by the friends of Monica Jay Stabber.
KKFT, your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
12:51 this primary day, Tuesday, and yes, it is the Nevada primary, but it's not the only state where primaries are being held. Four states, as a matter of fact, including Nevada and Maine's Democratic Senate primary. That's the one that's drawing a lot of national attention, thanks to candidate Graham Plattner, who's facing a series of scandals. Which one?
Including recent allegations of toxic and unsettling behavior, three former girlfriends described to the New York Times. Allegations Plattner denies while acknowledging what he calls a dark period after his military service.
And that is reporter Alice Barr. There's also allegations that Plattner had a tattoo resembling a swastika that he later had covered up. Whoops.
When politically motivated, serious and false accusations are made against me, Maine, you have my back.
Well, we'll see. Now, he has he doesn't have competition per se, but former Governor Janet Mills, who exited the race suspending her campaign, is still on the ballot. So word is that she could conceivably pose a challenge. We'll have to wait and see as the returns do come in. Well, word is out of Texas, a verdict has been reached and will be read shortly in the Carmelo Anthony murder trial in Texas. The now 19-year-old Anthony is charged in the April 2025 stabbing of a 17-year-old boy, Austin Metcalf, during a confrontation at a high school track meet south of Dallas. The defense rested late yesterday, and the prosecutor and defense attorney said they had no more evidence to offer. On the fourth day of trial, the trial racially charged, with crowds of demonstrators outside the courthouse for both Anthony, who is black, and Metcalf, who is white. If convicted, Anthony could face life in prison. Fox News will update us on that trial at the top of the hour. FM News Talk time, it is 12:52.
KKFT, your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, sports.
One of Northern Nevada's connections to the major leagues is Cade Povich of the Baltimore Orioles. Povich was born in Reno, but grew up in Nebraska, pitched for the Huskers. He was on the injured reserve list, but has started throwing again for the Orioles. Reno and Salt Lake open this week's series tonight at Greater Nevada Field, and Vegas hosts Carolina in Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
Hi, I'm Mike Smith, retired Navy captain, commanding officer, fighter pilot, conservative. That's why I'm running for Congress, to bring mission-ready leadership to Washington and put Nevada first. My oath to serve has never expired. We voted for secure borders, American energy, lower costs, and government accountability. Those priorities deserve action, not more politics. Nevada needs a principled conservative focused on results, not the current campaign drama, and committed to finishing the job. I'll fight for practical solutions to lower healthcare costs, strengthen national security, support our ranchers, dairies, farmers, and small businesses, protect Nevada's mining and rare earth industries, and stand up for working families and vulnerable seniors. For 30 years, Northern Nevada has been our home. I know our values because I live them. Optimism about our future depends on trust in our government, and trust begins with honor and integrity in leadership.
We are living through an important moment in history, and we need to make it count.
Vote Mike Smith for Congress. Learn more at MikeSmithForNevada.com. Paid for by Friends for Mike Smith.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Hi, this is Mike with the Good Feet Store. Are your bad feet making work miserable? You're not alone. Here's Vale, a real Good Feet Store customer.
I'm a salesman. I've pounded the pavement 35 years, literally. My legs ached, my feet hurt. It was just sometimes unbearable. But if you don't have a good attitude when you're in sales, it shows on your face. I heard an advertisement on the radio for the Good Feet Store, and I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Vale get back to doing what they love without their feet getting in the way.
I walked in the Good Feet Store and I said, my feet hurt. What a difference with these arch supports. When I go and talk to my customers, I've got a smile on my face. I can go all day long and then some. It's the real deal. My name's Val, and that's my Good Feet story.
Don't let bad feet stop you from achieving your 2026 health goals. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
Times are tough and prices are unpredictable. That's why we're going to war on high prices. Hey, Reno Sparks, this is Sean from Sargent's, your trusted appliance store. If you're looking for quality appliances at a good deal, come down and check out our discounted appliance section. Sargent's has open box and scratch and dent appliances in stock. With the manufacturer's warranty, local service from Sargent's, and delivery and installation available, we're your go-to destination for top quality appliances. Come down to Sargent's and Sparks and get up to 60% off today.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college. They're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
Nice Tuesday, plenty of sunshine, and we're going to have nothing but sunshine the rest of the week as temperatures warm from the low 80s today to the low 90s by Friday and the weekend. Overnight lows around 60 by the end of the week. Since a car can't repair itself, you need safety without compromise, service without excuses. Trust A Master Mechanic for everything automotive. Today at 5, Mark DeVan, Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
Back to your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
12:57 here on the KKFT News and Noon. Greg Neft with you, and it is primary day today in Nevada, finally here, and voting is open. And if you have not voted yet, the Registrar of Voters in Washoe County has a suggestion for you.
To ensure your vote gets counted, I really highly suggest that just drop it in the official secure drop box here in Washoe County. We have, again, 52 spread across the county, so it's easy. You'll get to the front of the line.
And that's Andrew McDonald. 28% vote turnout is expected in Washoe County. And hooray, it's open after years of aggravating detours downtown. The Arlington Street Bridge project in downtown Reno is done. And word is that one city council member says you'll be able to do something on that bridge you haven't done in 2 years.
Be able to drive across it. But it also involves some pedestrian-friendly amenities, a little bit of a refresh on both sides of the park. So come out this weekend and enjoy Wingfield Park in all its glory, and let's see us invest more in our infrastructure here in Reno.
And that is Devin Reese, who's a city council member. He's also running for mayor. Word is we just had a verdict. It's breaking news this hour, and we have learned that a high schooler who is black, who killed a white opponent during a track meet, has been found guilty of murder. And FM News Talk time, 12:59. Jerry?
Well, Senate District 16 has an incumbent facing a challenge. Lisa Krasner is running for a second term. She's being challenged by Monica Jay, former host here on 99.1 and 92.3. District covering Southern Washoe County, Carson City, and Story County. Good luck to all the candidates today. Take some thick skin to put yourself out there, to be scrutinized, raked over the coals, whatever you want to say. Not always the truth told about you either. Good luck to all of you. Details tonight at 7 after the primary closes. Have a great day.
KKFT Gardnerville, Reno, Carson City. The Evans Broadcast Company. Fox News starts now.